up overhead. Lie to me, tell me that they're only robins. Tell me your love for me will never be dead.
Today all the rooms in our home feel like strangers. I wonder what makes me feel so out of place. Why have you suddenly emptied your closet? Why won't you look me in the face?
What are those things with big black wings circling, descending from up overhead? Lie to me, tell me they're only robins. Tell me your love for me will never be dead. Heart had no room for goodbyes. Tell me what makes all this distance between us. Who put the leaving in your eyes? And what are those things with big black wings circling, descending from up overhead? Lie to me, tell me they're only robins. So tell me your love never be dead. Yes, and tell me your love for me will never be dead.
That's the song, What Are Those Things with the Big Black Wings, from Session Americana. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. In the last concert of the Pickin' in the Park series, this Boston-based band closed out the season. Members of the band, including Jim Fitting, Rye Kavanaugh, Dinty Child, and Kimone Kirk, joined me for a conversation during a rainstorm before their show. There's a lot of collaboration when this band performs. They trade off instruments, move around the stage a lot, and most of the band members also contribute to the songwriting. I began by asking what leads to a successful collaboration.
The most successful thing about collaboration to me is to find people who know who they are. And then they're easier to collaborate with because they are, it's an obvious how to draw them out.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have had situations where it's more of an open session too. Is that how it started? So some person probably came in and just ruined the whole dynamic a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
Can you, can you talk about how that works, and do people know when they're doing that? Like, do they know that they've just come in and kind
one
of
one guy actually ended up to be our bass player when Kimon's not around.
Yeah.
What was the was he doing petty? No.
Yeah.
He was really drunk though.
Yeah.
But he came in and it was his birthday and he was very drunk and it was a disaster.
Yeah.
But then we called him up later and he filled in on bass.
Uh-huh.
We've had it other times where people just didn't fit.
Uh-huh.
I think it's important to have someone in the band who is sort of unknowable in a way, or unapproachable, I guess, is another way. And I've definitely played that role in the group. Like, people have asked other people in the group if they can join in, and they always say, oh, I'll have to ask Rye, and then they never do because they're afraid of me.
That's a good system, yeah.
I was going to say, we're also from a city where there's a pretty decent thriving music scene.
Yeah.
Boston's a big city, but it's also a city with a long history of like the folk scene and a lot of great blues and Berkeley and jazz, and there's a, like, really, just for any kind of music you're into, Boston has like a pretty collaborative, pretty open scene with a lot of good venues and a lot of good support, you know, and media. We got a lot of independent radio, and so it's just a nice environment to kind of, It's easy in Boston, relatively easy to find people to work with, I guess.
So you describe yourself as a rock band in a teacup or possibly a folk band in a whiskey bottle. And I just heard you guys do your sound check, and I can hear both of those things in there. Does the audience that you're performing for have anything to do with, like, which bottle you're going to come in, I guess?
You go, Jim.
Well, we are ourselves. We've done a few coffee houses. Uh-huh. Sometimes they're a little appalled at our love of the whiskey bottle.
Carrot cake and whiskey goes pretty well.
Yeah, but we're ourselves, and we're actually very versatile and kind of flexible. So it's more of the room and how we feel that dictates, though, you know, we might have to play a little less rocky stuff if it's a small room that we can't get too loud in. But generally, we just be ourselves. And, devil may care. We'll see what happens.
You're described as an American. Well, it's called Session Americana. So what do you think Americana is? Because for some reason, that is like the question everyone has a different answer for somehow. I know there's probably a dictionary term for it. But I guess, what is it to you?
When we started so long ago and we were looking for a name, and there was a moment where I thought Americana, that is like, oh, something that got thrown around, sort of alt country world. What's what they called sort of that genre was called alt country then. But I liked Americana because it was right in the beginning of the Gulf War, and George Bush was really railing on people from Massachusetts pretty hard because John Kerry was warming up for his run. And I just was like, damn it, I want to have like America in the name of our name. But when we first started, it didn't really have it didn't mean anything. We would think Stickley is Americana. It was like, Antiques Roadshow was Americana, you know what I mean? And we kind of, there's something about what we do and the equipment that we have and the ideas we have that's sort of in that sort of like junk box kind of idea, I guess. So Americana to us kind of means that whole gambit from, you know, the just American art scene, I guess, mm-hmm. you know, and craft scene. So.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you guys play a bunch of antique-y instruments, don't you? Can you talk about that a little bit?
I've got an old pump organ that folds up. It's from 1935, I think. And would have been used, I think mine was a Navy one, so they would have taken it for ships, for church services or whatever. And but it's great because it just folds up, you clip it, and it can go anywhere. It's been on the beach by the campfires and, you know, whatever. And you know, old accordions and stuff like that, too. So, yes.
Suitcase bass drum.
Bass drum.
Should I ask you about that? I can get over there.
No, as part of the piece of the puzzle, since we all sit around a table, one of the logistical problems that we faced in the beginning was getting everybody close enough to the table to be able to sing together, and we like singing sort of in the same mic. So I came up with a suitcase as a bass drum and an old 1930s leady snare drum that allowed us to kind of tuck in under the table a little bit more than you would with a traditional drum kit. So that became part of it. Part of it was logistical.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just made sense.
I want 40 acres of stump and rock. Yeah, Long Pine Henry and Hammy Smith did one to set me up. Everyone was laughing, cause they knew the way things stood. 40 acres ain't worth nothing if there ain't no wood. And me holding nothing was so damn funny. I might farm down to the land of the Choctaw and see what this talk about. There's a big mill in Bogalusa. It runs both nights.
to Bogalusa while the getting's good.
You're tuned into an interview with Session Americana, and that was their song, Big Mill in Bogalusa. I spoke with members of the band before their show in Paoneetown Park.
It seems like to jump into something like this, the kind of music you're playing, you need a large music vocabulary. You need to know a lot of the traditional stuff well enough that you can do something different with it. And I read an article where they were sort of describing what you're doing as turning the table on traditional music. How do you guys do that?
Well, when we started, we were strictly a cover band, and we were really interested in exploring what we called the American song bag, or sort of discovering what American music was to us. And that was a lot of blues and old country and pop. And then we sort of slowly started writing, you know, and we all had written a fair amount, but this was supposed to be the group that was just for fun and was not, we didn't want to bring egos into the table, so to speak. So I think that really helped us form some sense of depth, I think. Playing all those songs really kind of informed how we began to write together. And it's sort of, we have this second nature thing now of being able to play together. When we're playing well, it actually is, it's, you can tell we've been playing together for a long time. And I think that's, those playing all those years as being just a corner band, strumming Hank Williams songs and, you know, Chuck Berry songs and stuff, really kind of fed us into being the writers that we are, specifically for this group.
I've read in interviews where you talked about how during some of your smaller, earlier shows, you would, people would line up around the block to see you perform.
Whoa. This was in a place that held 40 people.
62
people, yeah. So this was not like we were playing at some large nightclub and everyone was lined up. Although, you know, we had, locally, Boston, it can be a hot ticket sometimes. People definitely like it and where we live. Uh-huh. Once we come out here to places, no one's ever heard of us before. I don't think they'll be lined up around the block at the Sherbino. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Are you going to be like, do you know who we are?
I think the people who come will have fun, though.
So, yeah. So you guys have quite a few Colorado gigs coming up.
We do.
Let's give the list.
So starting on... actually, Thursday the 31st, we're playing in Carbondale at Steve's Guitars. And then the 1st on Friday, we'll be at the Sherbino in Ridgeway, which is near here. And then we're going down to Four Corners. Well, it's Pagosa Springs, the Four Corners Festival, Friday and Saturday.
Okay, now it's coming down. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for taking a minute.
You.
Looking forward to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
We'll go out with the song Barefoot Sailors from Session Americana. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Thank you for tuning in to Talkin' Music.
Wasted on the young. There's a little white ship sailing through the night. Moon's on the red, shining big and bright. Barefoot sailors boil their water for tea as they're rolling along on the deep blue sea. 20 fall, 20 winters, the hardest of all. I thought the love we built was strong. I turned around, found it was gone. There's a little white chip, and it's in my mind. The moon's on the rim.